information from.
Greetings to shortwave listeners around the world, no matter where you may be. You are tuned to the Australian DX Report, coming to you from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. This is Bob Padula on behalf of the Electronic D-Express Radio Monitoring Association with another roundup of shortwave station news concerning world broadcasting. And a reminder that all times, days and dates in our programs are in UTC.
The Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales here in Australia indicates that solar activity has now fallen to what is classified as very low. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 114, that's 114, and the equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to 65. And those levels are not expected to change significantly in the immediate future. And it means that, as we've said before, high-frequency propagation over darkness or semi-darkness paths over long distances on frequencies above about 13 megahertz will not be very reliable from now on. We're still into sunspot cycle number 24, and the peak of this cycle is not expected to occur until November of this year. So not a very good outlook for high frequency propagation on the higher frequency bands on darkness or semi-darkness paths over long distances. Now, we have some shortwave monitoring information made here in Melbourne recently. In the period between 1930 and 2000, that's just prior to our local sunrise, a survey of the bottom part of the 49 meter band revealed many signal occupancies, and this is a summary. 5810 Radio Ashna in Kuwait, broadcasting in Dari. 5820 Radio Television Iran, broadcasting from the Mayotte relay site in South Africa, signing on at 1930 with English and announcing as Radio 1. 5835, the Voice of America from Tinang in the Philippines in Korean. And 5850, Radio Farda from the Iranawilla Sri Lanka relay station in Persian. 5860, Radio Free Asia from the Tinian Philippines Broadcasting Station in Chinese. 5875, the BBC from Cyprus in English. And 5885, the Voice of America from Biblos in Germany, signing on at 1930 in Albanian. And just up, 5895, Radio Liberty from Lampetheim in Germany, broadcasting in Belarusian. And 5905, the Voice of Russia from a Moscow transmitting site, programs in Russian. And 5915, two stations on this frequency at the one time, Zambia Broadcasting Corporation with its national network, and Radio France International from Issoudun in France, carrying Russian programming. And 5930, another frequency with two stations on at the same time. Radio Liberty from Biblos in Belarusian, that's Biblos in Germany, and the Voice of Russia from Petropavlovsk-Kamchatsky, carrying Russian programming. And 5940, the Voice of Russia from the Magadan station in the Soviet Far East, or Russian Far East in Russian. And 5945, the BBC from Oman with English. And 5950, All India Radio in the Tigrinya language. And just on the next frequency up there, 5955, the Voice of Vietnam from the Moosbrunn, Austria relay station with programs in French. And 5965, Radio Television Malaysia from the Kajang relay station broadcasting in Malay. And on the adjacent frequency, 5970, China Radio International, broadcasting from the Serik, Albania relay station in French. And 5980, the voice of Turkey in Turkish. And 5985, another frequency for China Radio International from the Beijing transmitting site in Portuguese. And 5990, Radio Romania International in Romanian. And right up at the top end of the 49 meter band, two frequencies noted. 6235, the voice of Russia from Dushanbe in Arabic. And 6260, Christian Vision Communications from its Tashkent, Uzbekistan relay station with broadcast in Hindi. So, lots of activity in the 49 meter band in our Melbourne pre-dawn period from 1930 until 2000, and those conditions should continue for the next few days, or the next few weeks actually, until the start of the new transmission season at the end of March. Now some international station news. First of all, USA. The station at Vado, New Mexico, with the call sign KJES, is operated by our Ladies Youth Centre. It's currently listed on 15385, according to the ITU, with programs between 1900 and 2000 intended for Eastern Australia, and programs in the Spanish language are just listed with 50 kilowatts, and the antenna azimuth is 270 degrees. We're not exactly sure whether this station is currently operating to that schedule, so any information on that from listeners to our program would be appreciated. Now, in the 16 metre band and the 19 metre band in the Melbourne morning period, again in the pre-dawn period, a little bit of activity there, even though solar activity is low. These signals noted recently. 15540, Radio Kuwait in English. 17670, All India Radio in English. And 17735, the Tunisian Radio in Arabic. And two Brazilian stations heard here recently in our mornings. 25 metre band between 2030 and 2100. 11765 and 11780. And that's the only indication of any Brazilian activity I've noted here recently. So Brazilian stations are very not often heard here in Melbourne in that time period, but those two have been giving quite good signals around about 2030 to 2100 and later. Now, Mongolia. Voice of Mongolia made frequency changes effective March the 1st, and these are the changes. 0900 to 0930 on 12085 in English to South Asia. That's a time change, previously 1030 to 1100. And 1030 to 1100, 12085 to East Asia in Japanese. And that was previously 0900 to 0930. Now, other transmissions remain unchanged from the Voice of Mongolia. They are 0930 to 1000 on 12085 in Mongolian. 1000 to 1030 on the same frequency in Chinese. 1400 to 1430 in Mongolian. And 1430 to 1500 in Chinese on 12015. And the same frequency, 1500 to 1530 in Japanese, followed by English, 1530 to 1600 to South and East Asia. Now, the Overcomer Ministry. Many frequency changes have been made by this station, which uses brokered relays throughout the world. Some frequencies noted in Europe or in Radio Bulgaria monitoring include transmissions from the Sofia relay station or relay site. That's 1400 to 1700 on 9700. In English to the Near and Middle East. 1800 to 2100 on 11650 and 11685 in English to South Asia and Central Africa. And 2000 to 2300 on 7400 in English to Western Europe. Now, the Voice of America transmission known as the Voice of America Radiogram, a new digital service has been listed in the ITU. The start date has not yet been finalised and it's apparently imminent. Frequencies are from the Greenville, USA transmitting site, and the schedule is 0230 to 0300 on 5745, 1300 to 1330 on 6095, 1600 to 1630 on 15670 and 17860. And there, the first two transmissions are to Cuba, second transmission is to Western Europe. So, the frequencies for the Voice of America's new program schedule, known as the Voice of America Radiogram, a new special digital transmission.
And that's all in our program this time. So this is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening. Thanks for being with us. Good DX and goodbye for now. See you soon.